All right, we're here at the Area Regional Control of PERS seminar by Boehringer Ingelheim. With me is Dr. Scott D., who we talked to several times this year. Scott, I guess I would say, what is the main thing that we're presenting here today? What's new? Where do we want to go as far as PERS control is concerned?
I think the main point is there's a renewed optimism in our ability to put together area regional control and hopefully eradication programs for this disease. And it's an optimism I haven't seen in the 20-some years I've been working with the disease. So I think that's the big picture for today.
Mm-hmm. And the Minnesota project has been very successful, hasn't it?
We've gotten off to a good start. It's not done yet, and it's expanding, and it's going to get more challenging as we move down to more dense regions of our state. But, yeah, I think it's a good example of how veterinarians and producers can work together and to achieve a common goal of reducing, if not eliminating, this disease problem from a large area.
And they were talking about, you're talking about expanding, and you're talking about bringing the Minnesota Project into other states, right?
There are other states that have looked at our model and are putting together programs in Michigan, Illinois, I think Indiana and Pennsylvania were mentioned today. So others are following suit and seeing what they can do in their respective states, and I think that's a great step forward. So that's something we haven't seen as long as I've been involved with this disease.
And this is the second conference that BI has sponsored on this. What do you think is the difference between this year and last year?
Well, this year I think there's a lot more organization and structure and knowledge, and that's what's being brought forward today, as well as the idea of the support that BI is putting forward to helping others achieve this goal of area regional control. That's a huge initiative, and they deserve a lot of credit for coming forward with that. But last year was more of an introduction. Here today is more of this how you get it done type of an approach.
And you mentioned BI support, but you had a whole screen full of people that have helped and organizations and government agencies that have helped support this. Just mention a few.
Well, clearly a lot of credit goes to the USDA PERS CAP 1 and 2, also the National Pork Board PERS Initiative, as well as various state pork producer organizations that have put research funds into trying to answer some of these questions. So a lot of important people have contributed a great deal of resources, so they need to be given credit.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Scott D. Optimistic about control of PERS. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.